right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Shit! Oh, fucking take all you want!
How's it going?
Hey! What up?
Not much up.
The only
although
thing
that sounds personal, yeah. But I assure you, I'm not talking medically.
I will say, what is up is the heat in your home.
The heat, compared to last week.
Yes.
Yeah, whereby shortly after the show, I had no heat.
Well, I want to thank the heat for not breaking during the show.
Yes.
And waiting until after. Yeah.
Holding
well,
out.
Actually, it may have broken during the show. I don't know when it actually broke.
Well,
I didn't realize it until after you guys had left, and I realized that it wasn't turning back on.
So statistically, it affected one out of three of the people.
That's
in this
right.
Room.
That's right.
Statistically correct.
And,
there you
and
go.
All I have to say is thank God that I have a friend who is a heating specialist who drove over an hour.
Is
to
that a
come
thing?
My
who's
house.
That friend?
A heating specialist?
He's a heating and plumbing guy. I mean, he does all plumbing. I don't think all plumbers necessarily do heating.
Why don't we plug him?
Got you.
What's his name?
I always wondered.
Because I don't know that I don't want to do that.
I always wondered what happens when you're too special. You know what I mean?
Like
when
if you're
a specialist
niche,
in something that's
go
so
on the
small,
short bus.
Completely fucking.
Well, look, heating guys. Heating guys are very active from November to March.
And then after better learn air conditioning.
A lot of them do. And the rest of the year, they're doing regular plumbing work.
Yes, that's right, folks. Welcome to Big Kev's Home Improvement.
So thank God.
I can only see your eyes over the fence.
Who drove more than an hour to come and return to give me heat. Although my heat is still not perfect. It is better than it was last week.
Well, thank you, anonymous gentlemen.
So we have heat this week. Huzzah.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
No one is going to freeze to death in my home this week. Because, also, on top of the fact that my heat went last week, something went wrong with my fireplace. So I haven't had a fireplace for the last week either. So
what is going on with your house?
Who the fuck knows? This winter is
during
what's going
during
on with
during the Begathon, you should embezzle some of that money.
I might have to.
And thank you for...
No one do that.
Thank you for bringing up the Begathon, because I want to congratulate our friends over at Toy Break.
That's right.
Who had their 24-hour... broadcast fundraiser thing that they do.
I tried to participate in that.
Yeah.
At least by watching it. But I could not get the video to run.
I was working. It was working fine on my machine.
I couldn't get it to run for whatever reason.
Well, I heard that didn't stop you from commenting about how, am too lazy to, I'll have you know, sir, 6 hours
that's
of
good.
That 24 I watched, one quarter.
Congratulations.
Of the coverage. Although, I watched.
Look, I'm glad. I was joking. I was ball busting. Uh-huh. We do that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was also busting the balls of many of our fans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because a couple of them were like, oh, hey, Kev.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. So nice. I was ornery, and I had a lash out.
little ornery. Did you buy anything?
Unfortunately, my intention was to watch much longer and buy some of the stuff that they auctioned off for the show, but I couldn't get it to work.
Wow,
but
you should have seen all the amazing stuff. Oh my God.
Oh, I know. But I did buy one or two other things.
What are those?
The Mouseketeer Army.
The Mouseketeer Army. Yeah. One set, and it went for some ridiculous. Yeah. I was this close. I was like, wow, that's, I can afford that. Yeah. And then I was like, nah. But then I felt like I wanted to do something to help them because they always help us.
Absolutely.
George Aileen, always, Toy Break, October Toys, always doing stuff for this good program. People. So I felt like I wanted to do something. So I bid on something.
Right.
And it was a WWR piece.
Oh, okay.
Right, 3A.
Yeah.
It was a random thing. It was a random thing at the moment where I decided I should do something.
Right.
That hadn't happened. The Mouseketeer Army hadn't happened. I might have held out for that if I had known it was coming, that kind of thing. But this was the first, there was like two or three that I debated over really hard, but this is the one where I was like, all right, I really want to do something here. And at that moment, that was the piece that was up. I liked it. So I was like, okay, this is the thing I'm going to do. And I bid, and I was the highest bidder, right? And the video feed and the chat feed was, the video feed was behind.
Right.
So we're watching the chat feed, and you know, the chat feed is like, it's going, it's like, oh, Kev's at it for whatever the price was. And then right at the moment, it was like going, gone kind of situation. Right as they wrote, right as they posted Kev wins, the post right before it was another bid.
Oh, right? That's terrible.
And then they followed through, and I was like, that's crap. The tie goes to the bidder.
Right.
Because the timestamp was the same. I was really upset. I was like, that sucks. So they sold to the other guy for another price, but then they found another one for me and gave it to me at the price that I bid.
So
there
you go.
Which I thought was really awesome of them because I'd have just given them the money. I mean, that was fine. Like I said, I wanted to help them out because they do so much for us. But the fact that they did it that way, it was very classy. But what is up, by the way? What?
Did we even say the episode?
Nah, we're just chatting. We'll get there.
What is up with Luke Chu?
What about him?
Luke Chu, he looks drunk. He may have been drunk.
Maybe he was.
I saw so many people in there that we see like once a year. That was very funny. Like Luke Chu was there, who we saw at Toy Fair this year. Scott Tolleson.
Yep.
There were others. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I also watched with interest and have checked out. I think it's Little Plastic Men magazine or something like something like that. I watched as well. It was really fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad that I could be a part of that. So congratulations, guys. I heard they went way above what their stated goal was.
That's awesome.
I only hope that that our Begathon is as successful as the Toy Break.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You shut your mouth.
All right, let's
move
on.
Optimism.
Let's move on with this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 316, by the way.
Ooh.
Chopper Sick Balls. Is that what we've decided?
Chopper, sick balls. Yes.
So there you go.
And everyone will know why.
Well, we might as well just get right into it, right? Star Wars Rebels. There were some announcements this week, some more revelations. Of course, the biggest, I'm saying the biggest, right? Because I think it was the thing with the most details, was the introduction of a new astromech droid.
Yes.
Called Chopper.
Chopper.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He looks like the Funko R2-D2.
He does a little. He looks kind of squat. He looks like a Funko R5-D4.
Kind of.
That's been badly colored.
Yeah. No, he looks like a Funko R5-D4. That has been half customized to look sort of steampunk.
Kinda.
Because he kind of almost looks like a wooden panel on the front, but it's not. But it's just the texture, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird because they based him on the Macquarie, loosely based him on the Macquarie concept R2-D2. So he has those two little arms at the top of his head.
Right.
It always looks like he's doing like the... guns up kind of pose. Yeah. It always looks like he's doing that. And they say he's not your typical astromech droid. He's like ornery and he doesn't listen and, you know, those kind of things.
So. Dave Filoni was quoted as saying, if R2 is the family dog, yes, then Chopper is the cat.
The cat, correct.
So I think that kind of sets the tone for
that. Does that mean we'll only see it in the corner of certain shots?
That's right. That's right.
I don't think so.
Wait, it come seems, here. Oh, shit.
With it seems like he's going to be very, he seems like he's going to be very integral is what I'm hearing.
What I'm hoping is at some point he's dressed as a shark riding a Roomba, because that would be amazing. Have you seen that viral video?
Yes.
The cat dressed as a shark riding a Roomba, being chased by a dog dressed as a shark, being chased by a duckling.
No.
Look it up.
OG will post that link to our website.
How long ago did that come out? Com.
A couple months ago. That's not that old.
Okay.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not that old. Well, let's move on with other. Unless you want to say something else about Rebels, I think that was it. Oh, there was a picture of the figure that popped up online. So if you're looking at the feed or you're looking at the gallery,
the Inquisitor,
you'll see that. No, our Chopper.
Oh no, that I did not see.
Yeah, there was a picture of Chopper that popped up online. So
that's cool. I know what he looks like.
So we have, so we know what that looks like now.
Yeah, right on. So that's the second figure.
Right, the Inquisitor was the first.
And they showed nothing at UK Toy Fair, apparently.
Correct. So
there'll be something to see hopefully at Toy Fair this year.
You know,
speaking of Toy Fair,
we would like to say that here at Big Kaz Geek Stuff, that traditionally speaking, with the exception of last year, we used to enjoy thoroughly providing you with very good and complete and thorough Toy Fair coverage.
Yep.
And much like last year, that's likely not going to be the case this year.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Well,
you expand upon it a little bit.
Well, we were notified today that once again this year.
That's right.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff has been disqualified.
Correct.
From attending International Toy Fair in New York in February. The actual Jacob Javits part of International Toy Fair.
And the reason is... fuck if we know.
Yeah, there's been no real explanation given to us. Now, we are working to try and find out why we've been denied
again,
and why, for some reason, why there is no appeal process, A. B, why there's no notification. I accidentally found out trying to send over my credentials today.
Much like I accidentally found out last year.
Right.
On the precipice of figuring out whether or not we were going to maybe stay overnight,
right,
at a hotel, and blah blah blah.
So. All of these things that have kind of hit us from left field, because we've, to our knowledge, we haven't broken any of the rules,
right?
We meet all the requirements to attend Toy Fair.
We do.
I personally have been attending Toy Fair for different venues and shows and situations for almost 20 years. OG and I have been doing it for at least 10.
Yeah, I've been going for about 0 years now.
There you go.
And,
so,
and you won't start this year.
Year is not the go.
So, I think it's only very disturbing. It's a shame that they won't let us go, because we get 15 emails a day asking people if we're going to come and be part of their events and coverage.
We'd love your coverage.
Yeah,
we've worked
absolutely
with you in years past.
Absolutely.
We'll be back this year.
And the fact that we haven't been able to respond to them yet, even to say, look, we're not going to be there and this is why, which we're talking about how we're going to handle that situation. But the fact is that we're so disappointed, because we like to bring our own special brand of coverage to you folks out there. I mean, Toy Fair is kind of almost a passe institution, in the sense that everything is on the internet.
Sure.
Anyway, so many companies don't even go to Toy Fair anymore.
It certainly has dwindled over the years.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be this big, expansive thing that took us 2 or 3 days to cover, because there were multiple locations and so on. And now it's pretty much a couple things outside of Javits and then the entire Javits Center. But the long and short of it is, as of right now, we probably will not be attending. We will bring you further updates as we're made aware of them, and if there's anything, any actions that we're going to take, we'll let you know that as well.
Perfect. Let's move on, though.
All right.
TMNT.
Boo.
I like them. Did you see the images that leaked online?
Are these CGI or these suits?
No, it's CGI, because if you remember, the images have already, there were images, set images that leaked earlier in the year of them filming.
Oh, and that's
the
right.
The guys in the, yeah, in they're the, pretty much blacks.
Right.
With the shells on their back, yeah. Right? So, I mean, it's CGI. I have no problem with it. The only part that I don't like about these images, I'm not buying the additional armor. I'm not buying like the bamboo chest plate on Leo.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
The rest of it is okay.
I'm not buying any of it. The rest of it is okay. They look horrendous.
I will disagree with you, but that's okay. Why is it
that you think that jacked up turtles, they're jacked up turtles. They look like, I always forget his name in here. I'm going to forget it again. The guy that did that the awful Batman black and white where he's like, we're so muscular.
They're not Liefeld turtles.
They are.
No, they're not.
They are, dude. They're way too big.
I don't think so.
This is my opinion.
I think they're
way too bulky. Way too bulky. Way too muscular looking. They look like monsters.
Okay.
You know?
Well, they are mutated turtles.
That's true. But they've never been presented as being over bulky. They've been presented as muscular, I guess, as a mutant turtle should be.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty cut. Yeah, I mean, you can't see their abs.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't be represented as cut.
Right.
They're not cut. They're the Rock.
Okay. I didn't get that from those images, but maybe I just didn't look at them enough. All right. Although I looked at them several times, but I don't like the extra armor. I don't hate the rest of it.
Necks. The humongous arms.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be really bad. And the response, of course, has been
tears are pouring. It's been mixed. Some people don't hate it. Some people hate it. Some people are complaining that they have lips, although I don't see lips either. But maybe
some people watch Hannibal. Some people watch The Following.
All right. You know what?
What?
All people should watch.
We know how you feel following. About Hannibal.
Hannibal.
We know.
No one.
We know.
Should watch The Fall.
You're like one step away from filleting Hannibal. We understand.
I would never fillet Hannibal.
Not Hannibal. Hannibal.
The not show?
The show.
I mean, you find me Brian Fulton. Just kidding. No, that would not happen.
What we're talking about pictures that may
unless
or may not
it would
be
get
shitty.
Like a season three if it got canceled, then maybe.
Then maybe you
for
consider,
the good of for the good of the world.
You would consider. Well, no, that's good to know. let's talk about the...
I would outsource that part.
Would you mind? Not New Jersey. No sex trafficking during the Super Bowl. Very serious crackdowns, in case you haven't heard.
But otherwise, it's fine?
Otherwise, it's fine. Well, during the Super Bowl,
is on East Monday, it's whoring as normal.
It is right. East Rutherford.
That is right. Let's talk about Empire's excessive abuse of magazine covers. They've released
for X-Men
25
covers.
Different covers for Days of Future Past.
Uh-huh.
Some of which are some of which are terrible, and some of which are okay.
Sure. Which ones did you hate? Let's go right to the
which
hate.
Ones did I hate?
And speaking of which, if I may, I read the feedback email, one of the feedback emails that we got by that fella, I forget his name. You'll know his name.
Yeah.
He nailed the show.
Why? What did he say?
He nailed it. If you actually, maybe during the break, we can find the email and we can talk about it in the second half. But he nailed the show. But I think he doesn't realize that's the formula of the show, rather than him saying, "Oh well, you know, Kev's a bit this and OG is a bit that." And I think, and I just thought it was awesome. Sorry, it just reminded me.
But that's our dynamic.
I know, but that's what I'm going right to. This is what reminded me is I was like, "Well, what do you hate? Let's talk about your hatred."
I hated three of them. Which three did you hate? I hated Toad.
Young Toad.
Because I just think he looks silly.
Right.
And
yeah,
I still
Toad looks.
I still don't know why we need Toad. By the way,
Young Toad, because it establishes him in the universe so that they can reuse him in the future.
Sure. I hated Raver Quicksilver.
Right.
Cyberpunk Raver Quicksilver.
Listen, he needs to fly a World War II plane.
So he needs to do something.
They needed a
character. I still don't think Quicksilver
should
have been in this movie. Let's start with that. And then the choice to make
well, you know,
like
that's
a. Yeah, I know. And the cyberpunk goggle. Emo anime white hair Yu-Gi-Oh character reject that he is
Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I thought you were moving on. I was like, wow, he's He's kind of describing another cover that I don't think I've seen.
Yeah.
I did not care for Future Sentinel.
I disagree.
I did not care
for Future Sentinel. So here's what I took away from Future Sentinel. To me, it looked like what I recall them being called is the Hounds. I mean, I could be wrong. Of which Rachel Summers was one of.
I remember.
With the dark suit. And right. She was on a chain. I don't remember who was holding the chain. But like it kind of vaguely reminds me of that. That type of character. Did they identify that photo as a Sentinel?
Yes, it is. It's the future. It's the upgraded version. It's a Mark something
Sentinel?
Versus the other Sentinel with the giant port on its chest, right. The purple one.
Right.
They also said
which
that
did look great.
That looked great.
Yeah.
Although I still don't understand the giant.
Well, that's why they had to upgrade them in the giant future.
Yeah.
Because
the giant Death Star.
I was going to say because that's where the photon torpedoes go.
Exactly.
What they said about it was is that costume is actually that Sentinel is actually made up of some sort of magnetic plates that can move so that it can get bigger or smaller.
That's kind of cool.
On demand, which will allow it to be more of a sophisticated fighting machine.
So the T-1000.
Some people compared it to the T-1000.
Yeah, so.
I don't
looks
like
the aliens from Signs.
It kind of looks like
no, it doesn't.
A ring wraith,
well,
without a cloak, kind of
a naked ring wraith.
Yeah, like something about it just doesn't sit right with me.
Well,
I'm not in love with it.
We should say it's hard to take these things,
of course,
as flat images and not see them in context, because seeing it as a flat image and seeing it in context could be an entirely different right. experience.
However,
Spider-Man 2.
So what I have to say about that is that Bryan Singer and Fox shot their load. They shouldn't have shown Future Sentinel on those covers. They should have saved it, either for a trailer or for the film. Show it in action, because I think that in an action...
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
It might be very dynamic.
It's
and
moving and the plates are correct. Coming. Yeah.
But that's what... I mean, I'm sure when we see... I mean, we've only seen the teaser so far, so I'm sure we're going to get a real one some point.
Covers
soon.
I liked.
It'll probably be in front of Captain America.
Here's what's awesome.
Wow. Or they Super found, Bowl. Hold they, on.
What?
Sorry. What if it's a Super Bowl trailer?
Oh, it could be.
It could be. It's possible.
Let
We're
me find out.
Trailer,
I think there's a list of that.
There definitely is a cap trailer for the Super Bowl, I think. What?
Storm?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that where you were going?
No. That isn't where I was going. I was going to say, hey, they found Ellen Page.
That's right.
Because where the hell has she been for, like, years?
Well, she did something. Well...
She's adorable.
She did First Class, right?
She's...
Not First Class.
What are you talking about? She's been in Inception.
Uh-huh. And?
She was in... Hold on.
She was in
Juno.
She did a game called Beyond Two Souls
right. uh-huh.
with Willem Dafoe.
That came out
last year.
That was 2 hours
like
of work.
Like 6 months ago. That was not 2 hours of work. That game is... They're tarded long.
Listen, if I'm not going to...
It's a 2,000-page script.
Ellen Page for picking projects that she's very comfortable with as opposed to just taking anything that comes
off the street. I'm not faulting Ellen Page. I'm just saying it's nice to see her again, and she's adorable.
That's true. I like the Blink cover.
I agree. Okay.
I like Blink as a character. She's actually always been one of my favorite characters to come from that Age of uh-huh. Apocalypse era. So,
which
that's
they're
going
to go
cool.
to after this movie.
Probably. I thought Bishop looked pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
The glowing red eyes was a little odd. But I think, again, that's because of the image. I think in
right.
the film it'll probably look fine. I don't know. Cyclops was okay. Magneto was okay. You know, like, you know, they were all okay.
Yep.
You know, the problem with the Storm one is that Storm is in the movie.
Is that it's Halle Berry? Yeah. And that wig just doesn't... It just cannot get better. It can't.
Oh, you know which other one I didn't like? Beast. And I'll tell you why. Because I still think that the Beast of First Class and of now of Days of Future Past is too small.
Okay.
As a character,
yeah.
Beast has never been that small. He's like thin. I don't even mean short. He's thin. He's
yeah.
almost like...
He's not bulked
he's
out
sickly.
Enough.
Sickly.
Yeah.
Beast has always been an imposing, big... Dude,
right.
I don't get that from this version of Beast.
Well, we'll
but
see.
Whatever. I'm
we'll
excited for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
While we're talking about Marvel movies and movies in general, we can say, I think we mentioned it last week, right? That Batman Superman had been bumped. So now...
Nine months.
Right. So what Marvel did was swooped in, right, and took that weekend and put Ant-Man there. They moved Ant-Man up.
Oh, really?
Of course, now Ant-Man is going to be going head-to-head with, I want to say that it's also another Warner Brothers project. It's just not Batman Superman. That Peter Pan movie that's supposed to be a prequel. Hugh Jackman was just cast as Blackbeard in the film. I don't know. It's bizarro world. I'm not
it's
sure.
Not, it's not.
It's not Peter and the Starcatchers.
I was going to say, because they said they're
Peter and the Starcatchers.
Did you hear that John Malkovich is actually playing Blackbeard in an NBC TV series?
Yes, we talked about that TV series, and it's called, but I don't remember.
But John Malkovich?
Yes. I'm excited for that. I like John Malkovich, and I like Blackbeard.
Have you ever seen John Malkovich in something you didn't like him in?
I sometimes. There's something going on with his general voice.
What? Name it.
He was in...
He's weird, so...
He's a weird dude. Know. No, I like most of his stuff. He played an odd part in... What was the name of that movie with Angelina Jolie where the acting was great but overall wasn't a great movie? You know what I'm talking about?
That's every All movie. Of them that Angelina Jolie has been in?
No. Who else? It was in, I want to say, the 1940s or 1950s.
Oh, yeah. The one where she loses her son or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Clint Eastwood movie.
Was it?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
And it was actually really well acted by everybody, but it wasn't that great.
By him. I liked Malkovich in Red. I liked him in...
I liked Red, being John Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich.
Burn After Reading.
Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah, I like John Malkovich.
Con Air. What? Cyrus the Virus.
What is the name of that show, though? I can't remember the name of that show. But since you brought up pirate TV shows...
Oh, yeah, you told me this, right?
Black Sails.
Did it start?
It started...
Oh, no.
I believe it was last weekend.
I'll get it on demand.
Great.
Was it?
The guy that's playing...
Crossbones,
yes. The guy that's playing Flint.
Yeah.
By the way, he was Prince John in that BBC Robin Hood series that came out, how many years ago that was now. But the guy that's playing Captain Flint, for those of you who don't know, Black Sails is a prequel to Treasure Island.
Right.
Okay. Flint is still Captain of the Walrus at this point in time.
Right.
Long John Silver is...
Still short John just Silver. Just John Silver.
He's just John Silver. Yeah, he's not the quartermaster or anything yet, although I suspect that's where he's going to go. Right? He becomes quartermaster at some point.
I can't remember which one it is. Yeah.
But the guy that plays Flint was really good. And the first episode, it's everything you expect from a Starz show. So it's a little bit violent and gritty.
What shows does Starz make?
Spartacus.
Right.
I was going to say, you said a little violent.
Wasn't there a Vikings one too?
I don't believe that was
Vikings
Starz.
Wasn't Starz.
Well, there was Spartacus. There was like two or three different versions of Spartacus, but there was another
one. Yeah, there was Spartacus.
The dude.
The other one they had was Crash or something. Yeah. That widely failed.
When you said dark and gritty, I thought you meant the sex on the show.
Well, there's that. There's blatant boobs all over the show. There's some nice violence and blood and guts, which is pleasant.
Game of pirate ships.
It's pirates.
Game of bows.
It's got that going for it. Yeah.
Starz has to go way less classy than Game of Thrones in order to get viewers. So,
but yeah, if you haven't checked out Black Sails yet, check it out. First episode was pretty solid.
Right.
I thought at least.
I'll check it out. I have too much fucking TV though.
Because we're about 30 minutes in. I mean, I have more stuff that I want to talk about. One more thing? All right, let's see.
Pick something from
your
pile.
Let's quickly talk about Doctor Who then, because this is fast.
All right.
We got the first couple of images because they're filming now of Peter Capaldi and Jenna Coleman on set.
and everyone has the same comment about that picture.
What?
Is that he should be in... The best one I saw was that he should be in... He should be in the League of Magicians from Arrested Development.
Yeah. I like it. I like the costume, though. Some people don't like it. I like it. I think it works for the character.
It's Doctor Who. It's going to be quirky and a little weird and have some flair.
How do you judge it? You know, it's not a fez.
No,
he's
not
wearing Converse. He's wearing Doc Martens.
But
you
fezes
know?
Are it's, cool.
Fez are cool now. So, but anyway, so yeah, that hit this week and it was pretty big, so. Sherlock, we're not caught up yet in the U.S., but the first two episodes have aired in the U.S.
Have they now?
I
thought it was over.
No, the third one would be over this Sunday, but I don't know if they're going to go up against the Super Bowl or not. So.
Oh, no, that's weird. They're not.
But that's
the third one was last week.
No, the first two have come and gone.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about it next.
If they air it,
we'll talk about it next week. If they don't, we'll talk about it
the week after. Seems like so long ago since I've seen Sherlock.
I know.
All right, let's take our first break.
Shall we?
Right. And with that, OG, we'll be right back on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 16. And we're calling it
Chopper
Sick Balls.
Mic check. Yeah, my name is Sick Sula, the mic room. This is Master Shake from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Mama, you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen up. You still listening? All right, have fun, you geeks. Goodbye, Mama. Shut up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 316.
Sorry.
Apparently last week we got the episode number a bunch of times wrong during course of the episode. That's what Blinky says.
Oh.
So speaking of Blinky, Rob Smack, whatever you want to call him, the mayor of the toy industry.
Or as I call him, the guy who won thousands of dollars of merchandise in the toy break. Holy crap. Every time something went up, Smack put a bid on it. And to me, the times that I saw, it looked like 90% of the time he won it.
He's
got to have a refrigerator box full of stuff coming from
him. He's a lucky man. He always wins contests and shit like that. He's good at that stuff. But Suburban Vinyl.
Yes.
Suburban Vinyl in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Of course, coming up on February 8th, yes, is their next show, their next gallery show.
Again, oh, yes.
Some pieces by guys like Jason Talker, Chalker, Tassa.
Is Chalker going to be there?
I don't know if he's going to be there.
I got to write him.
But this is the Valentine's Day love-themed show.
Right.
They've been teasing a lot of the stuff online.
Uh-huh.
Some pretty cool pieces coming out. It looks pretty good. So if you are around or you are in the area for that, you should come out to the show, hang out. Hopefully me and Big Kev will be there. Maybe if we can convince Young Scapegoat to come, he will
Scapegoat
come as well.
Will not be appearing at that show.
But of course, also, you should shop online at suburbanvinyl.com. It's a fantastic online store.
Scapegoat has a work-life balance issue.
I understand.
Just saying.
But that's not part of suburbanvinyl.com. So please check out suburbanvinyl.com and buy something.
And there's a coupon code.
There is a coupon code.
And what is it, OG?
It is Big Kev.
And what does it get you?
10% off of your entire purchase.
Great. I'd have to remember that.
My whole world was turned upside down just there.
I know. It was kind of weird. And I should update that Rob, the mayor, Smack, Blinky, whatever we're calling him this week, said that he may or may not choose to invest in lollipops.
If you go in and you say Big Kev's Geek Stuff, ask for your lollipop, and if he doesn't have it, you ask for an additional discount off of your purchase.
Of 0.01%.
Every little bit helps.
Or you creepily walk into any pediatrician's office
and
grab yourself your very own lollipop.
So please check out Suburban Vinyl. If you're in the area, please check out the show on February 8th, and if you shop online, use the coupon code Big Kev. Of course, it helps out the sponsor. It helps out the show. And everybody is happy. And everybody is a winner.
Winner.
Can we move on with the show?
Sure. Do
you guys have something? Let's talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., shall we?
Because no one else is.
What's left of it?
Well, two things. One thing that I think it was actually great news, and I'm pretty excited for, because I always liked this character, but I couldn't tell you why. I just always did. And then one thing that you're gonna like because it involves a redhead.
Well, I'm gonna tear up the first thing. So
are you gonna tear up the first thing?
Because I love the character too. That is not the character.
How is that not the character?
Can we say what we're talking about first?
Yes, we're talking about J. August Richards' character, Mike Peterson. They've revealed is becoming or is gonna become Deathlok, the cybernetic soldier.
Super soldier from the future, Deathlok.
Was he from the future?
Yes.
Was he from the future?
Look it up.
I don't recall if he was the future.
Scapegoat?
I'm not saying he wasn't. I just don't recall him being from the future.
I somehow think that there was a second version of the character
that was not.
Maybe that's the version they're going with, which also stinks because it's kind of a ham-handed way to get Deathlok into the universe. I don't know.
But Avengers hasn't done time travel yet. So,
well, yeah, I know that.
Right? So those movies haven't quite done time travel yet. So I'm okay with them trying to pull it in and avoid that.
I'm just saying it's a little ham-handed.
He's already got the cybernetic guy. He's got the cybernetic legs.
And he got burned up on half of them.
Right. He's missing. He doesn't have the arm and his face isn't quite fully fucked up
yet. It says nothing about time travel.
I don't remember him being from the future.
I'm telling you.
But
the original version of the character is from the future.
Okay. I don't recall that.
Okay.
But in the...
Neither does the Marvel Wiki.
No? What does it say?
It says that Michael Collins was a computer programmer working.
What, can I interrupt you? What was his first appearance? It would tell you that on the wiki, would it not?
It would.
Well, while he's finding that.
First appearance was Deathlock number one in July of
1990. Wrong.
No, that's, he had a,
so
there's another version
of the character. So clearly we found the version that they're going with.
There was another version of that character.
That is the
Astonishing Tales, but that is the, or something.
That is the, isn't that the current universe one though?
He hasn't been around in the current universe for quite some time.
Since 1990,
but clearly, again, I don't have a problem with them not going with the time travel one, only because time travel just hasn't been introduced on the show yet.
I don't have a problem with that. It's the fact that, you know, it's this version, not the other version. It's just a personal issue.
I like Deathlock.
I did too. I was a huge fan of Deathlock.
I think it's about time that they did this.
Yep.
So I'm excited for that.
Who's the other one?
The other one is...
Let me wash the dirty taste of Deathlock out of my mouth.
We know coming up in another episode of the show, Sif is going to make an appearance. Sif from Thor, Jamie Alexander. Her character is going to make an appearance on the show. But what they've also announced is now another Asgardian, Lorelei, who's from Walt Simonson's Thor run.
Wow, this is some another convoluted 1980s comic book.
She's
going
to appear on the show.
Wait, hold on. What are you look? Are you looking at the other Deathlock?
Yeah, Luther Manning.
Yeah,
just quite literally the most ridiculous thing. He crash lands in 2011 from Earth 7484, but then he gets the other version of himself from Earth 616 to come back to fight. Fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, it works. Yeah. True.
Is that written by Chris Claremont? Because that sounds like Chris Claremont.
So Lorelei is an Asgardian. Fine. She's a beautiful redhead who has the ability to sway men's minds.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
And she is a beautiful redhead.
Who's playing her?
The actress's name is Elena Satine. She was Mira on Smallville. But she is
any other resume?
She is quite attractive.
How do you
scapegoat? Let's get that up there.
It's Elena, Elena. Last name is Satine, Satine. I'm assuming that's Satine. And it's not satin with a silent E. I believe it's Satine.
Images, sir. Wow. Oh, scapegoat's eyes just popped out of his head.
She's not unattractive.
Let me see her. Give me a good picture. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's...
Oh, I've seen her in something else. What's her... I need her resume.
Magic City? Goat.
No.
Hold on a second.
So that's happening.
We're focused on different things.
All right, well, let's
focus on her resume.
Let's not get caught up on you making a deposit into your personal
bank. Sir, that's ridiculous. She is very Russian.
Really, like, accent Russian?
She is Georgian.
So I don't care what she sounds like.
She was in Smallville, Cold Case, Melrose Place. She had bit parts on the show. Nope.
It was all small stuff, right? Like one-off stuff.
Kelly Brooks, Camel Toe Shows.
I don't know what that is.
Just Go With It, which was a...
Film?
Magic City is the only thing you've ever heard of.
I've never heard of it.
Can we move on?
Sure.
Yes, we can.
I have some product that I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Do you have...
Do you want to do that stuff?
Well, we had the piece held over from last week.
We have two pieces held over from last week.
All right.
I don't want to discount them.
I'll blow through this really quick. Some comics to check out this week. Talon number 15, which I thought was ending fairly soon.
I think it is soon.
I think it is too. And it's good that it's ending because I think, I hate to say this, but I think this book has kind of lessened slightly the Court of the Owls, in my opinion, as an overall group that we should see in Batman books in the future.
I like the book. I'm behind, but I liked what I read.
They went way too far out, I thought. Batman The Dark Knight 27. Greg Hurwitz and Alberto Ponicelli working on that. And Batman and Robin Annual number 2. Peter J. Tomasi and Doug Mankey doing the honors on that. And then I had to pick this up in trades. Had to. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1.
Right.
Now you're saying, but wait, we've already spoken about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. No, this would be Guardians of the Galaxy, the classic Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. I mean classic. I don't mean...
This is ye older than
7
days.
Years ago. I mean in the 80s.
Right.
So this is, I believe... I'm going to check the info so we're given the right information. It's...
Back when the turtles were leaner.
Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy issues 1 through 7 and annual number 1. Also, Fantastic Four Annual 24, Thor Annual 16, and Silver Surfer Annual number 4.
As a matter of fact, this is actually a different team too, isn't it?
Yes, but some of these people will be, well, one of them will be in the movie right there, Yondu.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say Yondu, but the rest of the team.
Rest of the team.
It's not Star-Lord, Drax.
Nope.
It's not Rocket Raccoon or Groot.
No.
It's all new. Surfer, right, was in there?
It's Charlie 27. Yeah. It's Yondu. I can barely remember. Yeah. He's like Sky Fox, maybe something. I don't remember. And these would be the classic original Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fantastico.
Yeah, so I'm looking very much forward to reintroducing myself to that team, and now I'm waiting for the reprints of the Guardians of the Galaxy series from six, 7 years ago.
Yes. Oh, okay, yeah.
That one, yeah.
I remember that. Okay. That was Star-Lord, Rocket Raccoon.
Correct.
And those characters, right. Okay. Product. Do you want to go through that quick? Because I don't want to blow through that. It's up to you.
No, we can't blow through this one as much as we'd like to because it's actually pretty darn good.
Okay.
It's the latest from DC Collectibles. It's the Batman Black and White Earth 2 Batman by Nicola Scott
statue. Nice.
I don't know who Nicola Scott is. I'm looking to see who sculpted it. Though.
Earth 2 it's not an Elseworld, right?
No, it's Earth 2.
Yes, I understand that, but it's not an Elseworld. It's because haven't there been Earth 2 characters that have come into regular continuity now?
Like before in the New 52, I don't think
in the New 52, like Power before, Girl.
Before, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Power Girl and Huntress.
Yes, yes.
Sculpted by Matt Brouillard from a sketch done by Nicola Scott. I think it's a great piece. It's exciting. It's a little different to get an alternate universe Batman in here, so he looks a little bit different. It looks like he fights with sticks like Nightcrawler, right, like Nightwing does, until 2 months from now when Nightwing dies. I'm sorry, did I spoil that? The Dark Knight of Earth 2 enters the world of the best-selling Batman Black and White with this fabulous statue based on the designs of fan favorite artist Nicola Scott. So, yeah, definitely check that out. They're going to run you the usual price.
$80, like, 90
70, bucks. 70, 80 bucks, yeah. Another terrific addition to this line. I hope it continues. Now, they put out another black and white piece this week, but is not part of Black and White. It's part of the Arkham Origins.
Oh, right,
it's
right.
Catwoman.
Right.
Black and White. Now, I didn't pick that one up. I'm debating on whether I should or I shouldn't. But, it's technically... You know, if I were to have one shelf, I already have the Batman.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean? And I think there's like one or two.
But the Batman was in this line.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, he was
separate. They did a Batman in this line. Oh, that's right. But these ones are slightly, the ones from Arkham Origins Asylum, they are slightly larger.
Okay.
Slightly larger than the scale that the black and whites are in. So I think it would make a nice little, they also have one like spot color, at least the Batman did.
Okay.
He had red on the, like blood.
Right.
I don't know about the Catwoman one though. I didn't take that good a look at it because then I thought I might buy it and I can't, you know, I can't do everything. Yeah. So that was Batman Black and White.
All right.
It's pretty.
The other piece that we want to talk about this week is the third figure in the Mouseketeer army line.
Oh yeah. Did we skip that last week?
Yeah, we did.
We ran out.
Because we had the Tanner interview and everything.
Right.
So this is of course Devil Lock. He comes with his weapon is just a knife. Is it even a knife? It's a shiv. No,
it looks like a knife.
He's got a cigarette and he's got this evil demonic looking balloon.
It looks like an orange Mickey balloon.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, but not really. Of course, he's wearing the Mouseketeer Army t-shirt. He's got the Mouseketeer Army tattoo on his arm. This is the first one in the line that they've put out that does not actually have the Mouseketeer hat.
Correct.
So no ears on this one.
That's what the balloon's for.
Yes. But still an awesome piece. You can pick these up over at 3D Retro. I believe they're exclusive to 3D Retro. I know that the artist, Bob Dobb, had a handful of these. I don't know if they were like APs, but 3D Retro is where you're going to want to get these. So please go over to 3D Retro and grab one if you want them.
Does he have a blackened eye as well?
He does. They all have blackened eyes, actually.
Oh, yeah. I see that. I see the skull one has blackened eyes. Oh yeah, I see it. Yeah, they all have black eyes. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, it's a cool piece. Still, the concept behind this line is really what sells it for me.
Oh yeah,
and then the execution has been spot on. So.
And then there were one more.
There's one more that we know of for sure.
Right.
That's the one with the spiky hair.
Right.
And then whether or not it continues from there, I'm not sure. But these guys have what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points of articulation?
Wow. As much as a Star Wars figure does these days.
These are clearly a display piece. You don't need an excessive amount of articulation.
Okay.
You need the head to move if you want to pose it a certain way. The hands, maybe the arms. So you can do it. And the legs really don't need to articulate, but they do at the knee. So, but yeah, a great piece. I like the balloon, although the balloon is a little bit loose, but still cool.
You could probably work something in there so it stays stiff.
It actually has a little bit.
Oh yeah, I see it.
That kind of, but it's still kind of
loose. Like a stopper. Yeah, it probably goes in the top. No.
Yeah, it does go in the top, but I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, it's a great piece. You definitely should check this out. Go to 3DRetro.com and pick one up. And I think that's it.
I thought there were two pieces. You said
no. That was it.
Oh,
that was it. We've talked about the other two in the line already.
So. No. I thought you said there were two pieces that we had skipped on your end. No. Nope. It was this, and then you were like, in two pieces. All right.
No, it was two pieces total. So, yeah.
Math, bitch.
With that, we actually have a decent time frame this show.
Do we have a contest running?
No. Actually, we had a contest end last week, but we can announce a new contest.
Okay.
We are going to be giving away one of our New York Comic Con exclusive Candy Corn Edition Sumo Troopers.
Oh.
By Chris Dolfer. We had a few of those.
Nice.
Some of those are still for sale over at the Store Envy site, so you can go check those out. But we are going to be giving one away. This is going to be blind bagged because we have them and they're all blind bagged. So the winner, I'm just going to grab one at random from the stock and we'll send it out to you.
Nice.
The way to enter is you're going to follow Chris on Twitter, and I'll post the link in line.
All the instructions for the contest. Yep,
and you'll follow the three of us as well, and I'll come up with some dumb, goofy catchphrase for you to tweet out with a hashtag like we normally do. We're going to let this run for 2 weeks.
The phrase that pays.
So next week is, what, the 5th? The following week would be the 12th. So you have until February 12th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to enter.
And, right before Toy Fair.
That's right, right before Toy Fair.
For most people.
So that's it. And with that, Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. We have most of our episodes still available for you to download. Of course, like we just mentioned, the Twitter accounts at GeekStuffOG, at BKGeekStuff, and at
ScapegoatGS.
Yep. And the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Wow. Of course, also there is the Facebook page, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, and the YouTube channel is the same thing. And I think that's it. Do you guys have anything else?
Yeah, I'm going to, we've announced previously that I'm going to start Twittering with the Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
So. Okay. I think you should start with the Super Bowl.
I know you were saying that
because you should tweet out the commercials,
but I won't be there at the beginning.
Oh right.
So
right.
I wouldn't be live doing it. All right. I'd like come in.
We'll save it for the Oscars.
Bit. Yeah.
We'll save it for the.
Well, Oscars. there may be something else to tweet about before that.
There might be.
There may be. You wait, never know.
Wait for it.
Just saying.
All right.
Oh, and with that, OG, we'll bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying. Good night, Ruth Robinson Duccini, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone.